A West Allis woman has died from complications related to the coronavirus, according to the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office. This is the eighth death in Wisconsin attributed to complications from COVID-19. Wisconsin's coronavirus cases increased by more than 120 from Tuesday to Wednesday. Joining us on the final segment of the show, Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Greg.
All right. What do you make of that jump yesterday? 587 positive cases now of COVID-19. Is this what we were talking about the other day? It's just that these test results are starting to come back now?
Yeah, I believe that is what it is. And so we haven't gotten a whole lot of test results back in general, negative. And so we're just kind of in this little bit of a lull waiting for the lab that we sent it to, not Wisconsin Lab of Hygiene, but the other labs that are able to process those tests within 6 to 7 days. So we're going to start seeing more tests come back. We'll get a whole bunch of negatives, I'm sure, but I'm guessing we will see, you know, a jump in our positives as well. And there is that definite possibility that we could start seeing that community spread then as well.
Are you expecting those, some of those results to start coming back? Well, it's Thursday.
Yeah, I would guess probably by like this Thursday or Friday, we could start
today or tomorrow
coming back. Yeah, I would guess.
Okay.
Right now we're at the 17, that 17 number still. I haven't looked on the state website to see if they have reflected our 17, but we did get clear direction that it will go to 17. And again, that would be with saying that, you know, throughout this day before 2 o'clock, we wouldn't receive any positives ourselves. So we do, at this point, believe we have 17 here in Fond du Lac. Of those 17, we know 10 have recovered.
Yeah.
And so there is a chance, depending on what people are doing in the community, which, you know, Greg, isn't a whole lot. But you might start seeing people that you maybe knew were positive, but we do know 10 of them have recovered and 2 are still in the hospital.
All right. I want to ask you this question, and I took the city council president to task a little bit about this morning. I went to the city council meeting last night, and the city council decided to meet in person. Now, there are local governmental bodies across the state that aren't meeting at all right now. They've just canceled their meetings. They just feel that it's just not appropriate to meet, or there just aren't enough important matters to discuss at this point. The state Senate canceled its session in March, even though there were important issues to discuss. They just canceled it. And if they do meet, they're going to meet virtually. But I went to the council meeting last night in the council chambers, and I sat in the back, and there were, I counted 14 city council members and staff members in the chambers. And I felt uncomfortable about that. And I went up and told the city manager that I didn't think they should be doing that. What do you make of that? That seemed to go against the spirit of what the governor just was talking about this week. And I know that there are exceptions for governmental bodies, and I know they tried to spread out the council members a little bit, but it just seemed wrong.
You know, in the lieu of everything that is going on and how much people are shutting down or doing things in a different way, I think the best thing that we can do to help tackle this terrible virus is social distancing. And we do know what social distancing means. You know, it may mean something different to, you know, each business, but I think in general, we need to look at what business do we do that's usual, and how can we change that to ensure that we are minimizing the amount of times that we meet, you know, really truly asking ourselves, do we need to meet? And if we do need to meet, can we meet in a different way with that same outcome?
Right.
And I think the thing that
was a little bit concerning was it wasn't as though they were meeting in an emergency session to talk about emergency steps regarding the coronavirus. They were meeting to talk about things like the Lakeside Park Pavilion and other issues that maybe could be put on hold that weren't essential issues in probably a lot of people's minds. that if you're going to talk about those things, maybe you could have done that virtually. I don't know. It just didn't seem. And I sat way in the back on the far last row. It seemed strange to me, given everything you and I have been talking about and the governor's been talking about this week, to see them meeting like that, talking about those issues that didn't seem important given everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I think in general, Fond du Lac, we are doing an amazing job when it comes to lessening. I definitely think it is, you know, each business needs to look at seeing what they're doing and really ask themselves, you know, can we do this in a different way? And, you know, that isn't always easy. You know, change is not easy for, you know, everybody. But I think with what we're dealing with, the best way that we're going to tackle this virus and help lessen the spread of it is lessening opportunities for people to get together on a consistent basis and lessening that face-to-face. So, you know, if people do need to meet, and, you know, there are going to be meetings that are going to be essential that people do need to meet, but maybe not everybody. And maybe some people can call in. And if you are meeting, can you meet in a different way where you are more spread out so you don't have that, like, 6-foot connection with somebody to ensure that we are lessening that spread among everybody?
All right. You folks are launching a new coronavirus website.
Yeah, so we just did it yesterday, so it is live now. And so if you go onto the Fond du Lac County webpage, you will see coronavirus information update. So you just click on that. And what will pop up is information about COVID-19 as well as our latest case count here in Fond du Lac County. And we plan to update that Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. So if a case comes in at 2:30, it's going to wait till that next day at 2 p.m. to get updated. But we're hoping that, if somebody, you know, misses our discussions, Greg, in the morning, that they will be able to go to an exact place to get what that case count is.
All right. Keeping people informed at the Fond du Lac County Public Health Office. And again, practice social distancing, no gatherings, just stay home, safer at home. We'll get through this. Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller. Kim, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program, and we will talk with you again tomorrow.
Thank you, Greg.